Oh, it's Friday, the 17th of May, in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news. I'm here tonight with Catherine, Christy, and the wonderful Christine. It's girls in the house, and myself, Luke Collins. We've got sunshine here in Devon. We've got sunshine, I believe, in Wales. And there's sunshine, not in Alabama. We're in Florida now.
It's but so wonderful.
I tell you where there hasn't been much sunshine. Around Kate Middleton. Let's start with Kate Watch. So, Charles, there was an event 2 days ago, Wednesday, and it was St. Paul's, and it was a service for the Order of the British Empire. So, Camilla and Charles were there. No sign of William or his children. But Rose Hanbury's son is carrying Charles's robes, like his train of his robes. Now, usually that is actually left for Prince George to do because he is the honorary page. But not this year. Rose Hanbury's son has the honour of carrying Charles's train. And on top of that, Beatrice and Eugenie are coming in to step into Kate's roles, like her engagements. So she ain't coming back. We know that. But this is pretty sick. That Rose Hanbury is there with Camilla, knowing that, you know, meeting the royal family, it's a big deal. Do you know what I mean? It's, you just, even though she knows it, but to be out in the circle in these times, right within the inner circle of the royal family, they brought Rose Hanbury in. Make it make sense, Kat.
I can't make it make sense. I can't. It's just weird, isn't it? It's like really strange. You're right. Why is Rose Hanbury's son doing it over George?
No, who knows? It's really odd.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre. You were right, though. You did say they, you know, back a few weeks ago, or even a few months ago, when you mentioned about Rose Hampton and that, you know, she was sort of creeping up, and you sort of gave your theory about what you think was going to happen, which kind of has a bit, hasn't it?
As always, Lou nailed it. She totally did.
You did, because that is exactly what we're seeing right now.
Yeah. It's something that started off as a joke, and it's, apparently, it's about 153 days that Kate hasn't been seen for. Just not a sign. And the two other children.
Wow. When you say it like that, it was Christmas, wasn't it? Like Boxing Day or the day after Boxing Day.
And now we're like 17th of May.
Well, we're almost halfway into the year, aren't we? 6 months.
And there's been no explanation for all of the Kensington Palace hasn't come out with any statements about the fake video, the farm shop. Okay, the one with Kate Middleton in the car, Carol Middleton in the car, was just ridiculous. But, well, they all were. They all were ridiculous. But the fact that there's been no same, it's just all been glossed over again. I don't know if anybody saw the prophecy stuff that I sent over with Amanda Grace. I didn't send it to you, Christy. I should have done. Kat,
I didn't watch it. I completely got distracted.
It was really good. And she said all these prophecies, going back to something like 22, talking about times with the royal family and people being exposed within the royal family. This is kind of a section of events that we need to look what's happening. And we're kind of on path for all of these events playing out right now. So very, very interesting. And I urge everyone to watch it. Anywho, that's the end of Kate Watch. Right, let's get the heavy stuff over. Kat.
I did discuss this a couple of years ago, but I kind of went away from it and it's come back to my attention a bit. And I did a video earlier. I'll link it to the to this show. Just a warning, really, about... So the other a few years ago, after my dad had died, remember what snapped me out of my grief-stricken state was when I came across the opioid epidemic. And I went really, really, I was so focused on it. I read about 6 books. I just kept buying them. I watched hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, literally, from mainly America at that time. I was focusing on there. And it really did frighten me because of obviously the way that it happens can be mainly through the pharmaceutical industry as well. The pharmaceuticals, you know, their opioids get you addicted. And obviously in America, where you have to pay for it, the cheaper option is heroin. And all the street drugs are being laced with fentanyl, right? Which is obviously, it's fatal, it is lethal, right? So there's a big, massive thing going on out there. It's also going on in the UK. And this one's kind of like a silent epidemic. It's a very, very big, massive one, but it's a silent one. And basically what this article that I was sent then by Lisa, and it's about Wales as well. So it is a bit of a worry. Everything we know as prison hit by sudden death faces mounting pressure. So basically Park Prison, which is in Bridgend, is one of the worst prisons, right? It is for corruption and everything else. It's really bad. But 9 inmates between the 2-month period, so between April and May, between March and now, 9 inmates have died in that prison, right? 2 of them were on one day. So on the 26th of April, 2 of them died. On the 7th of May, 2 of them died, and the rest were sort of in between. Now, they're saying there's a new drug, a new synthetic opioid that is obviously going around, and I think this obviously in Wales, called netazines, right? Now, fentanyl, being as strong and powerful it is and fatal as it is, it's like 100 times stronger than heroin. But this new synthetic opioid, which I believe is probably coming from China, I know fentanyl is between 100 and 500 times more potent than heroin, right? So this is a stronger opioid than fentanyl even. And this is being laced in street drugs as well, right? This is bound to happen. That's what's gone on over. Obviously, they laced in the prescription pills in America as well. They laced over here too. In not just in pain meds, not just in opioid meds, not just in heroin, but in cocaine, in crack, in meth. It is absolutely everywhere, and it is a huge worry. So there was a few things here, just a few. I'm just going to read you just the headlines, because Lisa added these as well, just as a kind of backup. So this is going on now. And they said at least 4 of them died from their nitrazines in Park Prison, but they reckon it's probably the whole 9. Due to an increase of nitazines, harmful synthetic opiates, within the UK drug supply, we are increasing our outreach presence within Kirklees communities. So these basically are giving out clean testers to test their substance to see if there's nitrazines in them before they take them. Because these people, although they're addicted, they don't want to die. Do you know what I mean? That's the issue here. So basically they're giving out what they were doing in America, or what they still do in America. They drive around, don't they? And they give out naloxone. Christine will probably know far more about this. And they give out Narcan to obviously bring people out of overdoses. But this is actually going on in the UK too, and in particular in Wales. There's another one here. They did, on the 1st of May, they hosted a nitazine roundtable event on behalf of Welsh Government, hearing about, because obviously it's getting massive. I mean, I'm not really sort of holding out from the Welsh Government, of course. But we've got another one here. London set to become like drug-ravaged San Francisco, warns police in chief. We've got another one here. Drug alert. Nitazines, dangerous synthetic opioids, were tested in Bristol today. This was on the 27th of April, in multiple samples of heroin from different sources. Nitazines are 50 to 500 times stronger than heroin, with a heightened risk of overdose and no associated increase in euphoric effect. Heroin tested today contains potentially fatal doses of nitazines, right? And they've been associated with a number of recent overdoses, right? And it's telling people to carry naloxone and things like that. because it's happening. I think in America or in some states, every 11 minutes, somebody is overdosing on either fentanyl or this new thing that's coming out, basically synthetic opioids. But another point to this is as well, right, because there'll be a lot of people listening to this thinking, oh, well, it's not going to happen to me because, you know, we don't take recreational drugs. We don't do this, do that. Right. OK, well, you've got your addicts who are addicts for a lot of the time is trauma, right? It's some sort of trauma, sex abuse, something like that. This is why this vicious circle needs to stop, right, because it does do that. And obviously you've got those addicts. Then you've got the type of teenager who likes to go, you know, most teenagers are, you know, like that anyway, where they're very, very risky. But if I had been born in this era, this would have been one for me, because I know what I was like when I was younger, right? So you've got those kids who are like, oh, I'm going to try anything, and they get hooked on them. And then you've got the people, and there's a massive amount of these, and these are the people that get ripped. They don't even think about it because it comes from pharmaceuticals. These are the people who had, say they had an accident and they had a bad back, they'd done their back in or something, right? And they were in absolute agony. So they go to the doctors and the doctor prescribes them opioids. These are the ones as well. Do you know what I mean? And all your child has to do is pick up one of your pain meds and can be addicted. That's how quick they are. You know, so the people who started the big whole OxyContin thing, which I'm sure all of you are aware of, with the Sackler family back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And there's a series called Dope Sick based on that. And the Sackler family had Purdue Pharmaceuticals, and they were the ones who brought out OxyContin, which is, you know, massively responsible for that massive heroin epidemic. Huge, huge, right? And the Sackler family, the main head of the family's dead now. The uncle, Arthur Sackler, was the one. He was like a marketing genius, an advertising genius. And he was the one who marketed Valium back in the 1940s and 50s as non-addictive and safe and whatever, right? So it makes sense that his family went on to do that sort of thing, right? And they have been back and forth to court. They've had to pay a load of fines and whatever, but they've created this massive bubble which isn't going to go anywhere now, because all of these people are addicted. It is so frightening to know. And I watched I shared a video yesterday. It was like one of those compilation things, you know, and it just had music playing in the background, and it had videos of all these different kids, what age they died of fentanyl. Do you know what I mean? Because they talk and taking what they thought is a recreation, you know, is a pain pill, and it ends up that they're dead, you know. And this is a huge crisis which seems to be really quite silent. It's quite bizarre, really, to think of it, because it is so massive. So in one state in America, I can't think which one it was off the top of my head, but so where I was looking a couple of years ago, and I haven't now for 2 years, now I've gone back to it, I'm looking at the more current things, the more current stuff going on with it. And obviously this is a lot more happening since 2 years ago. In one state, there was a 15,000% increase in fentanyl overdoses in 1 year, 2021 to 2022. Honestly, guys, it's really scary. And I know, you know, but I just wanted to put a warning out there for people who think, you know, this can't happen to them. It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter if you're young, old, rich, poor, black, white, demographics. They don't matter, you know. But what OxyContin were doing initially, and this is why people are having them out in villages, fishing villages and things like that, because people assume this sort of stuff happens in the city only. But what was happening with OxyContin? They knew their market. All the villages, you know, all the little fishing towns and things like that, where they had, like, you know, where they did big industrial work and whatever, a lot of those people needed pain pills because they would have accidents quite often. Do you know what I mean? So they sort of targeted those little, and that is why you have a massive amount of, you know, heroin addiction in these little towns. Do you know what I mean? In the little fisheries and stuff. It's really, I could go on forever. I won't. But my point is, you know, you need to look into this, guys. And you also need to warn your children, especially your teenagers. And, you know, I'm going to sit down with Grace and show her. She already knows. We've had these conversations. But I want to show her how serious it is. Do you know what I mean? And how easy that it can happen. These people are successful people. They've lost everything. Do you know what I mean? They're really, you know, sort of normal, happy, whole families. You know, there was no trauma involved at all. But boom, one day that's it, and they've lost their child forever. It is horrendous what's going on. And I, you know, like I say, it's quite silent from that point of view because we don't see a lot of it on, like, I'm not surprised, but we don't see a lot of it on the mainstream, do we?
Exactly. And it's scary. It's scary how fast somebody can go from a normal functioning human being to a zombie.
Yeah.
We have entire cities full of zombies where you drive
up
and down.
I've seen them, Christine. That was where my research started. That's how I knew.
Every Democrat run city, LA, you know, Portland, all of them. It's tragic. It is so sad. It's almost indescribable. They almost become like not human anymore.
I know.
They're
so
in
sad.
Such a state. It's like they don't even exist.
I know.
It's so sad.
Horrific. Horrific. So that's all I got today, guys.
Right, yes, there is something really horrible happened in Germany. So he was described as a left-wing homosexual woke politician. Well, he was a councillor, I think he was on the list. Martin Neumeier, I think I've got that right. He was, top of the list, the local council. And he was in a public toilet, and videos emerged of this German politician licking toilet seats. And in the video, you could hear him saying at some parts of it that it was part of a punishment. So he had, in these videos that have gone out, so they've gone out all over the social media on different platforms, and he had feces on him, on his face, body. Some of his videos have been deleted because he had put a moustache with feces on, and he was singing German national anthem, like naked, masturbating, just really disturbing, sick. Like when you see them, it's shocking.
Wow.
So the local, yeah. So it's FDP candidate, local councillor, and it says that the association has removed him from the list of candidates. But the FDP said that he'd left the party now. So, yeah, so he was licking toilet brushes, making reference to Nazi things, and just really...
why would he even think that that was good? Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you even do that? Does this all boil down to the kind of normalization of a really deviant and perverted world? Because why would he have the guts to do something like that and record it and put it online? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Why would he do that?
Exactly. Is it part of a desensitized, you know, is he part of that? Of trying, because, you know, even people are obviously disgusted and shocked, but that's how normalization works. Of, you know, we've come to this such deviant time, you know, is perversion everywhere. And why on earth would you have the balls to go and do something like that? Because in a normal world, you would just be, do you know what I mean? You'd be beaten up for it. You should be in prison for it. Do you know what I mean? Or a mental institution or something.
They do say that they're investigating it now because some of the videos are really bad. So hopefully they are going to investigate it because it's gone out on social media and lots of people have seen it. But I Googled to look it up, to look what was going on with the licking of toilets. And I actually found loads of videos of people doing that. So... That's really shocking. Yeah, I couldn't believe it, honestly. There's quite a few videos.
There you go then. There's more videos of the same sort of... Do you know what I mean? Like, is it that when people see it, they get desensitized to it? And they do. We're not on you because we're, you know, level-headed people and we know the score. You know, we're never going to be desensitized by it. We know the agenda. But that's how desensitization works, see? Repetitive, repetitive, repetitive. It brainwashes people. even though we know it's absolutely disgusting, and a lot of other people will, there's still a lot of people who see it that often. You know, like with the kids with the trends when they were eating Tide, when they were eating those pod things from the washing machine, and when they, do you know what I mean? When they do, even the whole trans thing is like, you know, they get led into it, even though it's absolutely wrong. You know, I'm just wondering what gave him the goal to do something like that and put it on social media, the sick freak.
Think about this. Think about how porn started, right? It started with pinup girls.
Yes,
but exactly, they were completely covered. It was all your imagination, right? And then it went to Playboy or whatever, and they were still, you know, it was now art and it was classy, right? Yeah. But then video came out and they were like, well, what can we, you know, we've got to knock this up a bit. And of course you had the porn channels on TV and that kind of thing, and it started hitting in the movies, and it's the same thing.
It is. It's that desensitization, and that's why it's so dangerous, because that's why we've ended up in this situation.
Yes.
Well, at first, though, when he said it was part of a punishment, I thought maybe it was part of a ritual. That's what I thought at first. But then now, when I Googled and found lots of other videos, and from what you're saying, now I am thinking maybe it is part of normalising it. Like you said, the most sick things.
Yeah, but you're right. It could also be a humiliation ritual.
You could be right, Christy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be right. It could be.
That.
Yeah. It sounds like it. Do you know what I mean? It could be a bit of both. It could be a bit of both. And obviously, like you say, you've seen loads of others now licking toilet seats, but he took it that one step further, and that, do you know what I mean? Which was rubbing feces. I mean, that's just disgusting. It's abhorrent.
Well, I'll link it.
People are running around. Oh, actually, I did read something just while we're on this subject, and I think it was outside Cardiff Castle. I don't know if you saw this, Chris. You might have even sent it to me. There was a guy laying on the grassy bit, and he exposed it. He had a dress on, and he had his bum out first, and there was a guy walking with his young daughter, and he rolled over and exposed himself in the middle of he didn't have anything on, and the dad had tried to stop it, and the girl said, why did that man turn over? Do you know what I mean? Like, and show me. This is what I mean, is they're getting just brazen, really brazen. Okay. And I think for them to get that brazen, they got to feel supported in some way. Do you know what I mean? I just think it's a lot bigger than what we probably realise.
Well,
let's move on from that. I will link the article if anyone really cares to look at the photo. I urge people not to. So let's move on. Sticking with Wales, Kat, I don't know if you know about this. An ex-head teacher has been convicted of sexual offences against four girls.
This is he from Conoy?
Well, he worked in schools in North Wales for convicted offences, and he told he faced a lengthy jail term. But apparently this had been reported back something like in 2019. And nothing was done about it. No investigation was carried out. No notes were even taken. Hey? So, Foden was arrested after one of the girls showed an adult a photo of them together and screenshots of messages about oral sex. She told police he would say he loved me. After a while, it got a bit more sexual. Another girl told police she referred to Fodham as Mr. P for perfect, while he called her his little sex toy. Fodham was accused of pinching the thigh of another girl, child B, and putting his hand under her clothing. Another child C alleged he had placed his hand at the top of her inner thighs. Asked during the trial about a message that he sent to a child in which he felt slightly horny, he said the message was meant to be complimentary and make the girl feel attractive.
What on earth?
And it's disgusting. What would he get? 4 years? 5 years?
Well, it reminds me of the same thing that I shared with you, and I know it was old, with what's his face and the little girl.
Tom Hanks
grooming those little girls in those child pageants, and the way he talked to them, make me proud, earn it, earn my love. You're like, are you kidding me right now? She's and has a wig on. Shut up. You know, you just want to haul off and backhand every last one of them for good measure. And I will gladly start that. If anybody's interested.
Thing is, it's Wales, though. Yet again. How many more there are, really? Cat.
Probably lots more. He's just one that's been caught, isn't he? And it's just disgusting. You know, and people do think that they're putting their children in a safe place there. And I'm not saying all teachers, right? But they obviously, predators are going to flock to places where children are accessible to them. And schools is obviously a place where children is accessible to them. It's not the only place, but it's you know, that is going to happen. I mean, if we pulled up all the people, actually, if you remember, we do take it with us sometimes when we go on demos. You would have seen it, Christy, and you would have probably Lou as well. I'm not sure about Christine, but we hold out one end and the other person has the other end, and it's the like... what do you call them, laminated, and they're all basically convictions of child sex abuse, and they're like teachers, politicians, you know, it's a big long thing, you know, it's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names, and they are just the ones who've been convicted, not the ones that haven't been caught. Do you know what I mean? This is going on, and it is frightening. It really is frightening. And now we're in a situation now. Now, my dad was a teacher and my mum was a teacher. My dad left teaching a long time ago because he could see that, not from an RSE point of view, we weren't there then, but he could see things were massively changing and he didn't like it. So he left. I forgot what my point was. Sorry, it was probably because I was talking about my dad. What was I talking about just before? I do apologise.
About what we're seeing, like with, you know, within the teaching and the school.
Yeah, sorry. So, like, obviously, you got the teachers who, you know, back in the day, and you know, for example, when I was in school, right, I didn't even know my teacher's first name. It was Mrs. Right. Never mind whether they were married, whether they had family. You didn't know about the. Sometimes they might tell a story about, you know, but you didn't know any details. They might tell you about when they went on holiday and went on a boat or something, but you wouldn't know any details about the. And in this day and age, you've got teachers who are in inboxes with the students. Do you know what I mean? They're on social media. They can see.
We just had that teacher being convicted today, a young girl. She was a school teacher. And it was literally today this happened. The sex predator, 30, is given one last chance before she's jailed to see her baby girl. She had with the baby girl that she had with a schoolboy that was taken away from her 24 hours after the birth. And she's going to prison.
What happened?
Okay, so Rebecca Jones wrecked her career by having a one-night stand with one of her pupils. She faces jail after being found guilty of flings with two 15-year-old pupils, but has been granted bail so she can see the baby girl she had with one of the children.
Whoa. Where was this?
Manchester.
No way.
And she's coming out of the court crying, head down. Well, not crying. She was all smiles coming out of court, but then head down. So we have to wait and see.
We had a same thing happen here years ago like that in the U.S. There's no difference whether you're male or female. If you're messing with kids underage, you're a freaking pedo. We want you gone. Period. End of story. Gross.
Absolutely. Right. Moving on. I'm going to talk about a bit of local drama. Here I am in the beautiful county of Devon. I'm down in South Devon. I'm just... in between the Southams and Torbay, literally slap bang in the middle. Managed to get away from the communist state of Totnes, and I live now towards Torbay. People started complaining that their water tasted horrible about a week ago. Some people were getting bad diarrhea. South West Water allegedly were telling people there was nothing wrong with the water. As the week has gone on, more and more people have been sick. And I do believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, South West Water put out a notice for people within the Brixham area and other areas to start boiling their water and not to drink the tap water. I mean, nobody should be drinking the tap water anyway, but that's by the by. We should all be able to do that, the amount of money we pay, but we can't. And apparently the board of directors or the chairman or whoever, the board of South West Water very recently awarded themselves something like 119 million they've just made. And at first that South West Water are offering people of Brixham £10 in compensation. Well, as investigations started going, it turns out that they're not even going and testing the water at the treatment plants daily. They're not going there. And there was a bank holiday. And over the bank holiday, one of the days, there was a hell of a lot of rain one night. And it appears that feces have got in to the water plant and have been pumping into people's homes, calling the disease crypto such and such. And I'm not even going to pronounce it, but an interesting name for this parasite, this contamination. It's a parasite and people are becoming very, very sick. And it's called cryptosodius or something. And it's out of control. No water in any supermarkets anywhere. And I didn't even realise, because I don't watch the news, I just went up to my local Sainsbury's to pick up a few bits and to get water. And all the shelves were bare completely. And it wasn't until later on I found out what had been going on. All the shops without water. There are vans going around delivering water to the vulnerable. But you could go down and queue for nearly 45 minutes to get water. And now they're saying that no one can drink the water for another week. Interesting where I am. Yesterday we were told we must boil the water for our area. And today apparently there's no problem. I urge people in this area, just go and buy bottled water. Don't go near the tap water. And remember, those in affected areas, everything you goes on your seat. You're going to sit in a bath, your pores, it's going to come into your pores. That's fact. That is fact. Whatever, if you're not going to eat it, you shouldn't put it on your skin. That's what Clive de Carle says. So, welcome to Devon 2024. And of course, it's coming up to holiday season. Apparently the hotels, tourists aren't coming now.
No way. So it's done a bit of damage to that then as well.
Yeah, South West Water for you. And now apparently they've put it up to £100 compensation, but they're sitting on their nice 112 million in profits that they're taking home, the shareholders.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
And South West Water is this part of because of the coastline, it's the most expensive for water. It's ridiculous.
Same as what they do, you know, with the energy giants as well. Do you know what I mean? They just whack everybody's gas and electric up so they can't afford food, and then tell you then, oh yeah, we made 50 billion last quarter. It's like, what?
Yeah, well, God's got this. He's going to turn all this around, I'm in no doubt. Has anybody any comments on that before we go into Diddy mess?
Diddy's
drug mule, who photos were shown of him standing by the private jet being put into a police car. He was caught with gummies, marijuana, mushrooms, MDMA and coke, I do believe, on him. He was carted off to Miami-Dade, and it's reported now that there's a plea deal going on and he will not face any charges or any mention of this arrest on his records. So what has he said? What is his plea deal? And by the way, Miami-Dade, what's going on with Jonathan Oddie? Could someone please give us an update on poor Jonathan Oddie, who's been sitting in prison since either 2016 or 2018 without being in front of a judge. Insanity. Absolute insanity. So, yeah, Brendan Paul, up, out. He's spoken up. Probably gone into witness protection, I would presume. And I haven't seen what's going on with the Drake saga. And I know, Christine, you haven't really been up on your hip-hop news this week, have you? Because you've been taking a bit of a break.
The hip-hop queen has been in Florida under the sun. I'm sorry. However, they did release a video today that I saw of Diddy beating Cassie in a hotel hallway. Oh. And I mean, like throwing her to the floor, kicking her, hitting her, dragging her by the hair, throwing vases at her. And this is after he had given her the blade, corroborates every single word in her report, in her lawsuit, corroborated everything. So for them to let Brandon Paul off and then release that video, very interesting timing. They may have all they need. It's interesting. We'll see how that goes.
Absolutely. So yeah, what Diddy and these people have done to the hip hop, they are literally destroying it. I haven't seen any Drake news at all. Catherine, have you got any comment on the Diddy drama? He is still posting and leaving his comments open on Instagram, by the way, which is weird.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Why do you think he's leaving his comments open on Instagram?
I don't know.
Because I'm assuming, because I'm not on Instagram myself, so I'm assuming he's having a hammering on there.
Yeah. Well, last time I saw, there's been no love for him.
I think it's just to wake people up. I think that the white hats are in control and they are allowing these people to absolutely show who they really are and the public to see it and be able to interact.
And people are really sort of speaking out about the Diddy thing now as well. There's a lot of interest in it. Do you know what I mean? It's the cat is truly out of the bag with that one. It's not going back in. And what you just said then, Christine, about that video corroborating everything that she has said, you know, that's pretty big news as well, isn't it?
Okay, so the latest video, the latest picture he's put out, and I feel sick. It's him with a towel and cradling the naked baby, who I don't know whose mother is.
Why? He's cradling
naked.
Whose baby is it? Nobody knows who the baby is.
Well, I haven't been able to find out who the mother of the baby is, no. So probably it probably is out there, but I haven't seen. Oh, hang on. Dana. Best mum to baby love, we love you. So I think he's got custody of this child.
And everything that's coming out about him, and they've given him custody of a child.
He's flaunting these children around and putting them on, he's putting this baby on everything.
Wow. It's
And then where's that girl? Where's that little Ava? What happened to her?
So what's being said on his Instagram? What sort of things are people saying?
Okay, let's go. Let's have a quick look at some of the top comments.
Just read a couple of the comments out.
If you did that in a hotel hallway, I can only imagine what was going on behind closed doors. Having four daughters but beating on someone else's daughter is wicked. I never understood males who have daughters but yet go and do disgusting stuff to another man's daughter. Who else just came in for the comments?
There's always a comment like that.
Yeah. Take all these women off your page. You don't respect women. I'm so happy everyone finally is seeing you for who you really are.
Yeah, that's true.
Cass's bravery is remarkable. Beating on a female half your size. Looks like CNN got you. Have fun behind bars. Sad excuse for a man. He's looking for sympathy regarding Cass. It's just... he's finished. Wow. I don't understand why he's doing this. Unless, of course, he's part of this movie, clearly. And Maybe it's not even him running this Instagram, but the picture's pretty disturbing, actually.
You have to send it to me because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's not very nice at all. I'll put it in our little chat. So that's it for tonight. We will be back on Monday, hopefully with Jason Nota in tow. If you like what you're doing, if you like what we're doing, please consider buying us a coffee. We would very much appreciate it. And in the meantime, check out our website, libertytactics.co.uk, Catherine's blog, explosingthelie.info, Christine at Q Team Awesome on Truth Social, and Jason Nota is running the TikTok, and you can find Christy Tucker also on Facebook. She's all connected to all of us, so you can find her there. Say goodnight, Kat.
Good night, guys. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll be back Monday. God bless.
Christy, over to you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a lovely weekend. Bye.
God bless everybody. Have a great night.
That's it. We're out of here. God bless. Good night.
God bless.